A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she, Nsenga. Nice to see you. It's been a little while. I just want to say that it's beautiful outside. If you haven't been outside and taken advantage of the lovely weather, please do go for a walk. Get your vitamin D in, especially Black folks. You know, we got vitamin D deficiencies because we were forcibly removed from our homeland. So make sure you get your vitamin D. At any rate, today I want to talk to you about 47's really pitiful attempt at showing force by taking over DC. He's such a bully. I mean, he just loves to just go around and try to take over cities run by dynamic Black women. And what he just kind of hasn't figured out yet is that it just will not happen. So even though people are mad with Mayor Bowser for capitulating, I'm not sure what they expect her to do. Because if you noticed, maybe you've been under a rock for the last, 200 years, but DC has been trying to get statehood for a very, very long time so that they can avoid these types of occurrences. And so they can avoid being used politically by those in power, particularly in the White House, to make statements and to be leveraged or used towards other gains, ill-gotten gains. For example, taking the eye off of the Epstein files, which we have not forgotten about. Yeah, we still want to see them. We still need to know if your name is in them. We'll take this little distraction. you got 30 days to do it, sir, before you are going to be hauled into court for doing this illegal activity. But, we'll take this little distraction, but we still want to know what's going on in the Epstein files. We still want to know why you're meeting privately with Putin, because you said before that you would never do that. You would always have a meeting with Putin present and President Zelensky present because you want to end the war over there. And as soon as Putin threatens you with potential release of video, I think, of what you may or may not doing with Mr. Epstein, then all of a sudden you need a private meeting with Putin. I think it's fascinating. So the takeover of DC based on false information, right? So he's saying that he's doing it because they have to eradicate crime. And I'm not sure what he's talking about. And I don't know when people became or started to care about crime in inner cities. But okay, you care. Crime is actually down in Washington, D.C. by 30%. D.C. has a very international population. It used to be the chocolate city. We now call it the milk chocolate city because so many whites from all over the world and the country. I've met so many people from like Omaha and Idaho and places like that in D.C., the coffee shops and things of that nature. Live there. So it's a very different city than the ones, those of us who grew up there or lived near there or traveled there because we have relatives there, experienced, particularly the Gen X crowd is very different already. So I'm not sure what he's looking for. I know probably all the Black people that he sees hurt his eyes, but they're not going anywhere. DC actually is built on farmland that was owned by Black people. And Blacks actually built the White House, the house that you live in. So we're kind of entrenched, not going anywhere, but go ahead and, do what you must do. But what I want people to know and what people need to know is that you always have to keep your eye on the prize. Because people who are typically up to no good will always try to deflect and will try to cause distractions so that you're not paying attention to the evil or bad things that they have done or are doing. And so we also have to keep our heads about us. It is, as Mayor Bowser says, unsettling that this fool would, put his eyes on DC and, he's spending $200 on a ballroom, which makes us think he's planning to stay. But I think he has forgotten where he is. He is not in New York. He is in DC. And that is home to lots of not only Congress people in the surrounding areas, but also lots of veterans who are trained to uphold the Constitution. So even if he's not going to uphold the Constitution and his minions aren't going to uphold the Constitution, there going to be some people out in the streets upholding the Constitution. So he might want to consider that before he continues moving towards what looks like his attempt at testing martial law You can test, but I would suggest not testing where you currently live, because it's not gonna end well for anybody. Because once the veterans wake up who live in the area, it's over for you. So I say all that to say you need to know context. You need to know what is happening in the world so that you are not alarmed. And you should be alarmed by, 47, because he just does crazy stuff. He's on his little fake truth post, fake truth social. I think it's truth social, but I call it lies and damn lies social. Just, tweeting all night, all morning. I mean, I don't know, maybe he's the one on ketamine, because he is definitely not sleeping. So I want to know what he's taking, because I need to be able to be that productive. Because when I wake up and see the president has been tweeting foolishness all through the night, I'm just wondering, like, when is he running the country, and like, who really is running the country? But at any rate, you just need to know that you have to keep your eyes on the prize. You cannot and should not allow this person who has infiltrated our government, thanks to certain people voting for him 3 times. But he's here nonetheless, and he will have to go whether or not he wants to. He's leaving. So you need to know what your rights are. You need to know what is happening, and you need to understand that this is all part of a big distraction and a ploy so that you are not paying attention to what you really need to be paying attention to. And that is the release of the Epstein files. And that is, why is he meeting with Putin alone when he said that he would not? What does he have to talk about with Putin that Zelensky, President Zelensky of Ukraine, cannot hear? There's lots of things that are happening that should be talked about and discussed. And, his pathetic attempt at showing force by taking over a city that's actually in great shape. And based on false information, that, oh, it's infested with crime, apparently, because someone in his camp got beat up. I mean, someone in his camp, the way they talk to people, the way they behave, the way they don't acknowledge just basic etiquette and respectful conversation. It's not shocking that someone in his camp or in Musk camps would get beat up. It's just not. So, not sure what happened. We have no information. All we do is have this picture. I don't even know if this picture is true, because we don't have any other information to go with it other than what people who lie for a living say. But even that is not justification for taking over a city and employing the National Guard. And I would like people to also remember, and this is part of needing to know, that when the city was under siege and there was an insurrection that he was directly tied to, he would not bring in the National Guard. And that was even when his Vice President Pence's life was at stake and the lives of his fellow congresspeople were at stake. He refused to call in the National Guard, but he's going to call in the National Guard over this one little person they call Big Balls or something, which is crazy because he looks like he weighs 120 pounds wet, but maybe he has big balls. I don't know. Maybe that's why he got smacked in the mouth. I don't know. But I do know that you need to be paying attention to when he will exercise force. And he only uses it for his own good. He did not care what was happening on January 6th. He did not care about the police officers that he pretends to like and care about, who he doesn't care give a damn about. He did not care about all of the military and veterans who live in the area. He didn't care about them. He didn't care about the United States Constitution, and he did not care about his fellow congressperson, people, or even his vice president, and those, including the House Speaker at the time, who were begging him to bring in help. He refused. He refused, and he refused. And now he's acting like there's some crime that needs to be stopped. The only crime that needs to be stopped is actually happening in the White House. So that's where the convicted felons live currently, and multiple people accused of sexual abuse and battery, and some who are engaged in trials that have been paused, like our wonderful Secretary of Education, whose sexual abuse trial was paused so she could become the Secretary of Education. So I need you to know that some other stuff is going on that you need to be paying attention to, and to not get distracted by the obvious distractions. All All right. Well, tune in next week. That would be Thursday to another Need to Know with Dr. Missinga Burton. And also to the award-winning A Black Executive Perspective podcast featuring Tony and Chris, who are absolutely amazing. You need to be following them on social media and certainly tuning in every Thursday. So I will see you then. Stay happy, stay hydrated, and stay informed. Thank you.
A Black Executive Perspective.